But for right now, let's start out with the master himself, John Coltrane.
Thank you.
Good way to start out tonight's show with a little John Coltrane there from the album Blue Train. We heard Moment's Notice, and that, of course, features John Coltrane on tenor, Lee Morgan just playing a mean trumpet on that one, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, and how's that for a lineup? Man, those are some great, great cats on that one. And let's see, time now is 7:10. As I said, this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. And right now we're going to continue on with some more music. Claire and I were in Rochester, New York last weekend for July 4th weekend. And we always hit up the Strath Allen Hotel there in Rochester because they put on some great jazz music on the weekends there. And often there is a great drummer whose name is Mike Melito and a guitarist as well, whose name is Bob Snyder. And they were both there, and I had enjoyed speaking with them. Mike laid me on to his album, as did Bob Snyder as well. But we're going to hear one from Mike's album right now. The album's called In the Tradition. Mike Melito from Rochester, New York. We saw Mike playing there, as I mentioned. Name of his album is In the Tradition. And we heard a Hank Mobley composition called Hankerin'. And that was great. Mike Melito, just a bad drummer, I'm telling you. Mike Melito on drums, Grant Stewart on tenor sax, John Swanna on trumpet, Paul Hoffman on piano, Neil Miner on bass, and Bob Snyder playing guitar. And we met Bob Snyder up in Rochester as well. Two great musicians, Mike and Bob. Bob gave me his album as well. We're going to hear that in maybe next week. We'll get to Bob Snyder's album. And it's so important that people do support local jazz here. If you want the music to continue, if you love this art form, it's very important to do that. And one person who definitely has a lot to do with the ability for you to hear all this great music in the Hartford area is Andres Chaparro. And Andres is here with us today. We're happy to have Andres. So welcome. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Ken.
Yeah. Glad you're here. This is a lot of fun. Andres is, he is Beatnik Entertainment. And as Beatnik Entertainment, I guess you produce shows, right?
Right, right. Well, Beatnik Entertainment is has two divisions. One is producing concerts, and the other is working as a booking agent for some jazz musicians.
All right. And now you really seem to be pretty in pretty tight with a lot of musicians. So you've been around the music for a long time. What got you interested in jazz? What did you hear? Is there something in particular you heard that, you know, that really kind of struck you and got you going with this?
Yeah, I mean, I was exposed to a lot of music as a youngster, and at the age of around 13, early teens, one of the songs that I recall really just turning it around for me was Love Supreme by John Coltrane.
Yeah.
And that was one song that was very spiritual for me, and really I just gravitated to the music jazz, I think, literally because of that one song.
Yeah. It was a life-changing event for a lot of us, really, you know, hearing that. I know it was for me.
Yeah. And I mean, I recall growing up and no one else in my neighborhood was listening to jazz.
Uh-huh.
It was either salsa, Motown, or something else.
Yeah.
But it certainly wasn't jazz. So it was certainly different.
Yeah. Let's talk about what you've got coming up here, because I definitely want to let the folks know of some great music that's coming to town beginning next Wednesday, July 15th at 8 p.m. First, let's talk about the venue. The venue is?
It's called Albert's Riverside.
Okay.
And it's located in Windsor, Connecticut.
Right.
On Palisado Avenue.
Okay.
It's
the exact address I see here is 1530 Palisado Avenue in Windsor.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And there is a small cover charge. We can't say the amount here. This is on non-commercial radio. You're not allowed to say it, but it's a small cover charge.
If you took today's date minus one.
All right.
Well, anyway.
All right. Small cover charge. But I see here it includes a glass of wine.
It does, a complimentary glass of wine on Albert's Riverside.
It's almost for free.
Yeah.
Playing is the great Winard Harper.
Yeah, Winard Harper.
Drummer?
Winard Harper, yep, great drummer. You know, I first heard Winard play in the early 90s.
All right.
With the Harper Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
At the Vanguard, at the Village Vanguard. And he blew me away, man. And you know, we're just pleased that we're able to bring him in with a quartet.
Uh-huh.
I had the lineup. They just emailed it to me, and I don't have it in front of me. So,
wow.
But it's a great lineup.
Yep. Do you know any of the cats that are playing with them?
Not personally.
No, okay.
But for the exception of Javon Alexander,
okay, so he's going to be
on tenor.
Yep.
And
Great young tenor sax mm-hmm. player. Those who are with the Hartford scene know Javon. Young guy, what is he, 20 maybe?
Man, Javon's probably 19 or 20.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, and that's one of the great traditions of jazz, and I think that was one of the more important things that Art Blakey, one of his more important contributions was to be able to cultivate great musicians through the jazz messengers. And cut from that school is Winard Harper, ironically another drummer, who does the same thing. He really cultivates young superstars of tomorrow, and he's got a few couple veterans coming in, but for the most part, he really travels with some young seasoned instruments that are an absolute joy to hear as well as watch.
Okay,
you know, hear play.
All right, so let's take a little sampling of the Harper Brothers from the album Artistry. You'll be able to hear Winard Harper. Let's listen to it. Yeah, that is great. What a groove on that one, man. That is excellent. The name of that track is Artistry from the album of the same name. And that was the Harper Brothers featuring Philip Harper on trumpet. Now, that's Winard's brother, I assume.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Javon Jackson, great tenor player on that one. And Kevin Hayes on piano, Nedra Wheeler on bass. And as I said, Winard Harper on drums. And you can get to see Winard Harper live and in person on the Jazz on the River series as put together by Beatnik Entertainment and Andres Chaparro, who is here with us this evening. So, yeah, that is cool. I like that.
Yeah, it grooves. It grooves. Yeah. Definitely, you know, hard bop.
Yep. And he's going to be up here in Windsor doing that hard bop right here on Albert's Riverside in Windsor. And hey, Andres, is there somebody to get in contact with you if some people have questions? Website or... Is there a website for Beatnik? There is, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah. They can, the website is beatnikentertainment.com or beatnik-entertainment.com.
Okay.
The email address is beatnik-ent@att.net.
Okay.
And that business phone number is 860-597-6100.
Okay. So, yeah, if you have some questions about the upcoming shows or maybe you're a musician and interested in getting in touch with Andres, perhaps for some booking or a venue, even better, a venue, because we need more jazz venues, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we still need a lot when it comes to the art of jazz.
Yeah,
definitely
a struggling... I don't want to say a struggling industry, it's just a struggling genre of music, kind of trying to find its audience. We've talked a lot about that. Let's get into the next performance, though. After Winard Harper, which, again, is Wednesday, July 15th, this coming Wednesday, like 4 days from now. The following week, we're going to have Harry Whitaker Trio. And Andres has brought Harry Whitaker up to Hartford before. So tell us something about Harry Whitaker.
I tell you, Harry Whitaker may possibly, if you've never heard of him, Harry Whitaker may possibly be the greatest musician that you never heard of.
Wow.
He's a piano player. He's been around for numerous years. He's been playing jazz music, dating back to the 70s, early 70s,
uh-huh.
And has played with all the greats. Took a hiatus. He's back. He's been back for 15 years or so, and, you know, really producing some great music. He sounds great, better than ever, and certainly he's personally one of my favorite piano players.
He's going to have a trio with him? Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know who's going to be with him there?
Rene Cruz on bass.
Right.
And Brandon Lewis, who's a phenomenal drummer,
strong drummer, man.
Oh man, you think you're listening to like Elvin Jones or somebody, but so it's that trio.
Okay,
Brandon so Lewis and Rene Cruz.
Same trio.
Working trio.
So definitely, and the setting at the Albert's Riverside, I'm sure it's kind of a really nice, intimate kind of setting, so you get up close to the music. And
oh yeah, it's a great room for music, and they have this huge deck that just overlooks the Connecticut River, so you get the best of music and you get the best of ambiance. It's a good vibe.
All right, so let's listen to Harry Whitaker.
Thank you.
Whew. Yeah, Harry Whitaker. The album is Thoughts Past and Present, and we heard the track The Children and the Warlock featuring Harry Whitaker on piano. Omar Avital, who is a mean bassist. I don't know if you've ever seen Omar Avital before. Have you seen him?
Not live. Oh,
incredible. And Dan Aaron on drums, but Harry's going to have a mean trio with him as well, as Andres just told us. All right, moving on July 29th, the following week, is going to be the Alan J. Palmer Trio. And Alan J. Palmer, whenever you hear or speak of Alan J. Palmer, he's always paying his tribute to the great J-Mac, Jackie McLean. Isn't that right?
Right, right. Yeah. He was Jackie's last piano player.
Right. Right, I know, and obviously means a whole lot to Alan J. Palmer. I noticed when he played in Hartford last, he had like a picture of Jackie on his piano.
Right, right. He's, I think they were best of friends, huh. And he was very loyal, and he. I know that they created a lot of music together, so they had they were connected, man, in a very artistic and spiritual way.
Yeah. Speaking of artistic, last time Alan J. Palmer was here in Hartford, it was with the New Soil mm-hmm. Ensemble. Very artistic performance, I thought. It was unexpected for me, not knowing what I was going to hear, but very much a lot of different sounds. The compositions were complex, yet had a real groove to them. And a very good performance. This time he's going to be playing with the trio. Do you know who he's going to be performing with? Is it going to be locals? Or no. No.
No.
Okay.
I think
he'll put something together. He's got a few weeks to go.
Bringing,
so.
Again, I think that like Winard Harper, uh-huh. Alan J. Palmer's in that cut from that cloth where cultivating young musicians and preparing them for preparing tomorrow's jazz stars.
Yeah,
you know, and really cultivating the art is important to him.
All right, well, let's see. We got a lot of ground to cover, so we want to hear some Alan J. Palmer. We're going to hear something from the New Soil Ensemble, right?
Right.
So this is Alan J. Palmer. Oh, that's sweet. That is Luquez and Zakai Curtis, the Curtis brothers, from the album called A Genesis. And the name of the group is Insight. And great, talented pianist is Zakai Curtis. I really always impressed when I hear him. And Zakai is going to be on the Jazz on the River series. Date of that is August 12th. And before that, we heard from Alan J. Palmer from the New Soil Ensemble. And that was one funky, very groovy number. I really dug that as well. So let's see. We start out with Winard Harper on the 15th of July, Harry Whitaker on the 22nd, Alan J. Palmer on the 29th. And then Wednesday, August 5th, is the Zakai Curtis. And then we got a tribute to John Coltrane. And who's behind that one, Andres?
Well, it's Brandon Lewis's working quartet. And I think it's going to be Renee Cruz on bass. I'm not certain of the tenor player, but it's going to be a killer lineup. But it'll be a killer. Yeah. That's going to be a killer concert as well.
Yeah. It's got to be. With the music of John Coltrane, it will be.
Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you, he really, really evokes the same feelings that Elvin Jones evoked in his playing. It's like thunder.
Huh.
He's awesome. He's an incredible drummer. Great talent.
Yep. All right. So we have that to look forward to on August 19th. These are all Wednesdays, by the way, so clear your calendars of Wednesday evenings and make sure you can make it down to Albert's Riverside in Windsor on 1530 Palisado Avenue. All right, and then we're going to conclude with the Desron Douglas Quartet. Yeah. You got to love Desron, and besides that, he's just a killer bass player.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's a first-call bass player.
Yeah.
Plays with Pharoah Sanders, Cyrus Chestnut.
Right.
Tours with a lot of greats.
Yeah. He's on that cutting. Now, he's beyond the edge of making it. He's up there now. All right. So when Desron Douglas Quartet plays, usually he's got Lummi Spann with him on alto. Most likely he'll have him there that night as well, don't you think?
Yeah, Lummi will definitely be there that evening.
All right, so we got something queued up from Lummi's album. Again, also with Dez on bass on this one. So let's listen to the Lummi Spann quartet. I think this is a quintet, actually, with Desron Douglas on bass as well. Name of this track is Birthright from Lummi Spann Quintet. All right, yeah. That was the Lummi Span Quintet from the album Birthright. You heard the title track from that, featuring Desron Douglas, who's going to be here playing with the Desron Douglas Quartet at the Jazz on the River series. That's what you call it, right? Jazz on the River series?
Right.
That's what it'll be called now, anyway.
Jazz on the River.
All right. And that is going to be at Albert's Riverside, and that is produced by Andres Chaparro, who we've got here in the studio if you've just tuned in. And we just went down the whole lineup for the series, and it's presented by Beatnik Entertainment. Well, let's get into some more music. Andres, thanks for coming down. It's been a lot of fun. Maybe you can do it again.
Anytime, Ken. Thank you. Thank you, WHUS, for having me and continuing to spread jazz.
All right. Okay, let's listen to more music.